The future of the planet is our responsibility, and the way in which we dispose of our waste can either protect or destroy it. Improperly disposing of our waste harms the environment that we are charged with protecting. But there are measures in place to ensure proper waste disposal, one of which is garbage separation. This is simply the process by which waste is separated into different elements, such as biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste. Biodegradable waste, such as paper and plants, break down in a short period of time and do considerably less harm to the environment, whereas non-biodegradable waste, such as plastic, takes hundreds of years to break down and can be harmful to the environment.
The mere fact that plastic takes between 400 to 700 years to start breaking down gives us enough reason to really want to reduce the number of plastic that goes onto our disposal sites.
Community Relations Manager at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. Based on this fact, in 2012, the NSWMA launched the pilot phase of its plastic container separation project in three communities, Karachi, Whitfield Town, and Havendale in Kingston. The project was geared towards providing the NSWMA with valuable data regarding the full implementation of an effective plastic container separation program.
For the 6 month period, we collected 1,647 kg or 3,624 pounds of plastic containers.
Based on the success of the first pilot project, a second one was launched in 2013. This was done in the communities of Greenvale, Hope Village, and Ingleside in Manchester.
For that pilot, we collected 1,200 kg or 2,646 pounds of plastic containers.
The plastic containers are shredded and exported. 2 years later, and with the pilot phase completed, the NSWMA is still working with members of these communities.
So overall, it was good because this is something new that we're trying to get some persons to do. We at the NSWMA intend to continue this initiative.
And so far, the project has prevented over 6,000 pounds of plastic from ending up on our landfills and in our gullies. The NSWMA recently started a plastic separation initiative in 7 government agencies. This too is part of plans to effectively manage the nation's solid waste.
What we're doing is basically asking employees in the government entities and also persons who go there to do business to really put their plastic container in a separate receptacle from where they would place their regular waste.
Community Relations Manager at NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. The participating ministries are Health, Education, Finance and Planning, National Security, Agriculture, Local Government and Justice. Employees and visitors to the participating government agencies will be required to separate not only plastic containers but other material such as styrofoam from regular waste.
We arrange for the collection, we arrange for everything, so it is not at an additional cost to the government entities, because what we want is for persons to buy into the idea of separating their plastic from their regular waste.
Community Relations Manager at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, Shauna Guthrie, is also encouraging citizens across the island interested in the plastic separation project to get in touch with the agency.
They may call the NSWMA. Our number is 448-3220, and we will arrange for the Community Relations Officer to meet with them as a group.
Community Relations Manager at the NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. Let's remember, we all have a part to play in keeping the environment clean. So be sure to separate your plastic containers for recycling and encourage others to do the same.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.